Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past 7. And after 8, we'll hear from Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, Kevin Boxer-Moran, on that €500,000 worth of damage done to OPW vehicles and facilities at a site around Castletown House and Estate in County Kildare. Access to the estate has been at the centre of an 18-month standoff between locals and the OPW, and the bank holiday vandalism has been widely condemned. Here's Selbridge-based Social Democrats councillor and co-founder of the group Friends of Castletown, Claire O'Rourke. She told our reporter Ethna Dodd she was shocked by what happened.
I mean, that's an absolutely shocking piece of information to hear, that the OPW and state property was treated like that. And some serious damage was done and some serious monetary expense has been incurred by this. Being a resident here for 40 years, I have always been appreciative of the wonderful facility that the Castletown House in Parklands is. So it's been a delight to be part of a group that would defend that green space from inappropriate development. What the Minister has made a commitment to is to meet with the local community groups to hear their point of view. Now, I think that would be a very important first step to finding a resolution. I don't think he's really heard the full story. He's quite new in the job and perhaps he hasn't heard all sides of the story. But I know that there were about 10,000 signatures recently on a petition to keep the Lime Avenue free from traffic. Essentially, that's what people want.
And that was Social Democrats councillor and co-founder of the group Friends of Castletown, Claire O'Rourke, talking to our reporter Ethna Dodd. Joining us now on the line, our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrary. Samantha, first of all, fill us in on the background to this row about access.
Well, Áine, this is a complicated story that started all the way back in September 2023. But what happened over the bank holiday is a very serious escalation in this ongoing saga. So over 18 months ago, a private plot of land was sold beside Castletown House, which is a heritage site in Selbridge in Kildare. And it has an extensive and beautiful estate and it's a major recreational amenity in that area. And that land sale resulted in the closure to the public of adjoining land near the N4, which had in recent years been used as an entrance and a car park by most of the public for Castletown. Now, the OPW proposed building a new car park and having vehicles access the site via Lime Avenue, which you heard mentioned there. Mm-hmm. And that over the years has become a pedestrian entry from Selbridge Village. And this is essentially where the row began, with some locals objecting to the plan. And a particular group of locals who call themselves the Gatekeepers set up what's essentially a picket at the gate, or a presence at the gate, which they've maintained for more than 500 days now. And soon after that, most of the OPW staff stopped attending the site for work. That led to the closure of things like the cafe, the toilets, bins being removed from the site because they couldn't be emptied. The opening hours were reduced and the place soon became overgrown due to the lack of maintenance. There were several splits then in the local community because of this, and a number of different groups formed, with some wanting the issue to be resolved and the services reopened and an interim agreement reached, but others maintaining that the vehicles couldn't be allowed to enter via Lime Avenue due to public safety concerns. Now, there's been three ministers for the OPW since this began, and a few weeks back, the most recent, Kevin Boxer-Moran, secured agreement for the OPW staff to return to Castletown via another route, which is Donnacumber House. It's another OPW site nearby. And he said that a new site had been identified for a new car park, but that would need planning permission. And in the meantime, only 5 or 6 vehicles, service vehicles a day, would need to access the site via Lime Avenue for maintenance and that kind of thing. So it was hoped those services would resume, the house would reopen and everything return to normal in May. But the Gatekeepers objected, saying that any service vehicles had to be walked up the avenue. That's something the OPW says it can't agree to. And just a few days ago, earlier this week on Monday, the minister reissued his appeal for this ongoing standoff to be resolved as they faced into a second summer with Castletown partially closed.
So tell us then, that's the backdrop, and then tell us what happened over the bank holiday weekend.
Well, when OPW staff arrived to work on Tuesday morning after the bank holiday, they found four of their branded vehicles had been overturned. There were signs they'd been battered with some sort of object. A construction vehicle had been driven into the river nearby, and wires to four CCTV camera posts had been cut. The OPW also revealed yesterday that just 2 weeks before this, there'd been fire damage to outbuildings and staff welfare facilities on the Donnacumber House. This is where the staff have been reporting for duty to get to Castletown. Gardaí say they're investigating an incident of criminal damage and their inquiries are ongoing.
And what's the reaction been to all of this then?
Well, widespread condemnation. In a statement, the Save Castletown Gate Protector said they were shocked and deeply saddened by the extensive criminal damage to the OPW property. And they said they condemned any such action in the strongest possible terms, and they hope those responsible were swiftly brought to justice. The Sinn Féin TD for the area, Raida Cronin, said that what happened was disgraceful destruction to state property. She said it doesn't reflect the people of Selbridge that she's working with or their campaign for the opening of the Castletown grounds and keeping Lime Avenue safe for children and pedestrians. And she said her solidarity is with the OPW workers on site. And finally, the minister with responsibility for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Moran, who you'll be hearing from later in the programme, said the incident is shocking and unacceptable. The cost of the damage to the OPW will be in excess of €500,000. And now there's a really, clearly a really very real safety concern for the staff involved. So the big question now is whether they'll continue to agree to work at the site given all that's happened over the bank holiday weekend.
All right, Samantha, thank you for that. And as I was saying, we'll have more on this later in the programme. The time now, 18 minutes past seven.